Marie Gakuru says she ran for her life when her village was bombed. The rest of her family didn't make it. Now she cooks in this churchyard and sleeps in the church at night. A neighbour found her here and told her what happened to her son Makivendi, his wife and her six grandchildren.
They got in a car with other people so they could leave quickly. Then the car was hit by a bomb. His legs were blown off and he died. All the children were killed and their mother died as well at the same time.
This is Makivendi before it happened. The pictures taken of him after are too upsetting for us to show. Marie is one of tens of thousands of people who fled recent advances by the M23 rebel group, widely understood to be backed by neighbouring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it. Most are now living in camps on the outskirts of Goma, in Democratic Republic of Congo.
This football stadium is now home for hundreds of people. Some of the older people here have run away from Rwandan-backed rebellions two or three or even four times before. But this time, some people here are asking why it's getting so much less attention and why they're not getting much help.
Jean-Claude Kawaya tells people, it's tough, but don't be discouraged. These things will end one day. He's a community leader for this area. He blames the US, UK and France for supporting Rwanda and Uganda over the decades that their forces have waged wars here.
La guerre en Ukraine.
The war in Ukraine just started in February this year. The international community mobilized for Ukrainians because they don't want to see them suffering. But we have been suffering for more than 30 years, and the international community is behaving as if it's just animals that are suffering, as if we are just cows to be slaughtered every day.
Congo's army has been struggling to fight M23. People here have been wondering why. The government says the UN is stopping it from buying the arms it needs to defend itself from Rwanda. There are no UN restrictions on heavy weapons like tanks, only a notification requirement for small arms. 9 years ago, UN troops from southern Africa helped Congo defeat M23. This time, relations with the peacekeepers are at an all-time low. This convoy is escorted by Congolese soldiers after an angry crowd torched UN vehicles 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, the conflict's getting worse. Peace talks between East African leaders haven't helped. They're due to continue next week. For Marie, it's too late anyway. 8 people from 2 generations of her family are gone. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.